You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Download the Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads to get the latest news, photos, and videos straight from the team right to your device. It's an awesome app. Check it out. Cleveland Browns app in the Apple and Android stores. Take some calls here. Still to come, 2 p.m. or soon thereafter. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, will be with us. Let's go to John in Yorksville right now. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, gentlemen. Hey, one thing I want to remind that caller about Josh Gordon is that Josh Gordon admitted he ran all the three wrong routes for three interceptions. So did Jordan Cameron. But I want to bring up something, first two things. You said that you were amazed that people were ready to give up on Johnny Manziel after six quarters. But what we are amazed of is that you gave up on Brian Hoyer after 10-6 start. Here's some facts that nobody ever talks about. He had a 94% quarterback rating and zero interceptions in the Pittsburgh game. Saints, he had 81.7, zero interceptions. Baltimore, 127. QBR, no interceptions. Tennessee, 97.9. QBR, one interception. Pittsburgh, 113. Zero interceptions. Jacksonville, he had a bad game. Oakland, 111.5 QBR, no interceptions. Tampa, 85.4, two interceptions. Cincy, 92.3, no interceptions. And he had a bad game against the Texans. So nobody can tell me this guy can't start when everything's right. It's just ridiculous that they gave all that up on a 1-10 quarterback. It's, they can't even begin to offer him any type of credit to anything. They won't offer him a deal. They won't even look at him, and that's what he did for us.
Well, I think that if he is the quarterback that you believe that he is, I think the open market will dictate that he'll be paid $10 million a year and get to start somewhere. You conveniently left out the games where he threw multiple interceptions against Atlanta, Buffalo, Indianapolis, struggled in those games. You know, Brian Hoyer, listen, Brian Hoyer did a good job. What Brian Hoyer showed me to do is that you have an opportunity to win with this team with average quarterback play. And if you can do that, that's great. And you're also pointing out the Browns were, we didn't point out, Browns were last in the league in passing touchdowns last year. They were last in the league in completion percentage last year. Things that are relatively important to the success of a passing offense in the National Football League. So Brian Hoyer did have some very good games. The Pittsburgh game was a phenomenal game. The Cincinnati game was a phenomenal game as well, where they won down in Cincinnati. Now, granted, he threw for a combined total of one touchdown in those two games, but he did play well. And there are times where Brian Hoyer has shown that he can be a competent starting quarterback. Is he somebody you want to go with through 16 games? I don't know. And citing his record, again, to me, is somewhat
irrelevant.
He's never
made it 16 games.
I just think it's an irrelevant stat anyway. It just doesn't. It's, to me, it's an irrelevant stat given what you need to do with a quarterback is just assess his play in isolation. Did the Browns defense have some phenomenal games? Sure. Did he play well? Yes. Nobody's saying that Brian Hoyer, and again, I'll go back to it. I just think it's tough to make the case that Brian Hoyer is so significantly better than Josh McCown that this is crazy. I don't think you can make that case. Josh McCown, Hoyer, if you want to call him the same, that's fine. I think what you're seeing is that a difference in where these people are in their careers and what they are willing to do to help the people around them has been, I think, something that you're not quite capturing in your lens. Sonny in South Carolina disagrees as well. What's up, Sonny?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
I can't take this no more, man. Check this out. The gentleman, I'm glad he had time to spew all those stats, but us as Brown fans, don't we deserve the next big thing? How come we're always going with these bargain basement guys? The next big thing is down in Ohio State, and I just wanted to hear you guys' take on how is that going to affect us as far as maybe being in line to get the next big thing, because mark my words, there's your quarterback right there. He's hometown-driven, just like Brian Hoyer. And this kid is a phenomenal physical talent. We're going with guys talking about Connor Shaw, and I'm down here in South Carolina where they love this dude. This dude is horrible. He can't throw as long as my little daughter. So the next big thing, this is what we as Browns fans really want. You know, somebody that is a complete take-charge guy. And I just think it's in Ohio State. What you guys think?
Listen, and could it be Cardale Jones? Yes, that's a year from now. The Browns drafted Johnny Manziel, and there was a time when I, because I was doing this show then, that everybody was so excited about that. Everybody wanted it to be the Johnny Manziel show. And I got a tweet from Tom Giberson, who, by the way, was responding to that Hoyer call. Said Hoyer was 24th in league in QBR, total QBR 43.1. Not going to shed tears about moving on from him. And that was my point. With a guy like Brian Hoyer, you're always going to be in the bottom quarter of the league in terms of quarterbacks. With Josh McCown, I think he's shown, at least in 2013, for a brief period of time, that his ceiling is higher than that. He's got more physical gifts than Brian Hoyer does. But at the same time, you're probably, this is not going to be much different. This is about finding a franchise quarterback. Cleveland needs a franchise quarterback, period. Brian Hoyer was not that franchise quarterback. Your hope is, and if you're a Browns fan, if you really sit there and think about it and look in the mirror, if you really want the Browns to be successful as quickly as possible, your hope is that Johnny Manziel, who showed all that talent at Texas A&M, who was the Heisman Trophy winner, can come out of rehab a different guy, benefit from the people that are now working around him, and have an opportunity to become that franchise quarterback for you. When you're saying the next big thing, Johnny Manziel was drafted to be that. Was it a good start last year? No. It was bad, maybe as bad as it could have been. But if you're a Browns fan and you, what you want is that fresh, that franchise quarterback, you need to go ahead and hope that it is an opportunity that Johnny Manziel becomes that guy for you. Otherwise, you're drafting someone else, and maybe it is Cardale Jones next year. But you're still, your best path to success at the quarterback position is Johnny Manziel. Does it matter that Josh McCown is not the franchise quarterback? It shouldn't. Does it matter? Brian Hoyer wasn't. So none of that should matter. It's about finding that franchise quarterback. That's it. Who cares about who these veterans are that really come in? If you've got a guy that's going to be willing to help Johnny Manziel on his path to being that guy more than somebody else, then let that guy be here. It's not like we're talking about the difference between we're going from Tom Brady to Josh McCown. I mean, let's be realistic about it. If this guy is more committed to helping other people, then it's fine. Then that's great. And it's not going to be a problem in the locker room. It's not going to be a problem in the quarterback's room. It's not going to be a problem on the practice field where people aren't talking to each other. It's going to be more a building towards the solution. And it could very well turn out that even with Josh McCown's tutelage, Johnny Manziel's not the answer and you have to draft somebody else. But if you truly are a Browns fan and you truly want this team to win, you're not worried about these level quarterbacks at all. You're worried about finding the one, and your hope is the guy that was drafted to be the one last year, Johnny Manziel, can become that after he's taken a good, long, hard look at himself in the mirror in rehab. It really is just that simple. Otherwise, you're drafting another quarterback. And don't take the frustrations of all these years from other regimes out on these guys. These guys are trying to do the best that they can and put together a winning team. That's what they're trying to do. Yes, could, if we went back in time, would maybe they have drafted a different quarterback? Maybe, but they didn't. So if you really want this to work out, you're wanting the one person who you think as a veteran bridge quarterback gives you the best chance to help Johnny. You really have to look at it from that standpoint. And if you don't want to help Johnny, then you're saying, listen, you need to find and fire more assets at this quarterback position. It's not like these guys grow on trees. I saw something the other day. A coach said, when you think about all the men that are inhabiting this earth, the fact that we can't even find 32 of them to play quarterback in the NFL means as coaches we have been failing that position greatly. It's just something
That's
to think
a great
about.
Quote.
But you need to find that franchise guy. And if you're a Browns fan, that franchise guy for you, you need it to be Johnny. That's the best path. Brian Hoyer wasn't the path. Josh McCown is not the path, but hopefully he's somebody who can help get the guy up the mountain that you truly need to be the guy on top of the mountain for the Browns going forward. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, up next.
With my heart up when the rest of me is down.